2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the grand purge of conservatives. Yeah, it is. And it's not just about Donald Trump. And if you think it is about Donald Trump, it's not. It's about you. It's about silencing you. It's about silencing you and your influence. It's about silencing you and your friends. It's about silencing what you believe in and what you share. It's about making you and everything you believe in disappear from every site so they can control this country. That is what is happening, all because there was some horrific events that took place this week at the U.S. Capitol. Let me give you my quick thoughts on what happened at the Capitol. It's inexcusable. It's disgusting. And the people that committed those crimes deserve to be attacked. Not attacked. Let me rephrase that. They deserve to be charged to the fullest extent of the law. That's what I believe. There is no excuse for what happened. Do I blame the President of the United States of America for what happened? No, because I'm not an idiot. And I know what the President actually said that day. And I know what he said very clearly. And if you listen to what the president actually said that day in that speech, which the media has tried to turn into the worst thing in the world, saying that he was trying to burn down the Capitol and telling people to go burn down the Capitol, you weren't paying attention. You were not paying attention, but it doesn't matter. All that the left needed was a false flag to silence and shut us down, which is what they've been wanting to do from day one. Look at where Donald Trump has been banned. Now, this is the current president of the United States of America. Look at where he's been banned. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Spotify, Snapchat, Shopify, Reddit, Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok. Those are the platforms banning or restricting President Donald Trump right now. It gets worse. The number one app in the App Store. The number one app in the App Store was Parler. Parler tonight at midnight will shut down. If you have not followed me on Parler, you need to follow me right now on Parler. You can still follow before it shuts down. Okay, you can, again, follow me on Parler, Ben Ferguson Show there, and follow every other conservative that's running over there, and they are going to figure out a way to survive, but they've already been taken off the Google store, the Android, and now Apple is coming after them as well. And Amazon, which hosts with their Amazon Web Services, shut down Parler's servers, cutting service to millions of conservatives. Let me make something very clear tonight. This is not about Donald Trump. This actually is about silencing you, shutting you down. It's what I've been saying for a long time. As soon as these fact checkers online start coming after me, I said, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about anybody that it stands for real conservatism. And let's look at Twitter, which started all this banning the president of the United States of America. Twitter allows genocidal Chinese communists to have their Twitter accounts because they need the users in China. If Twitter started shutting down Chinese accounts of the communist Chinese government, then there would be two things that would happen. One, the hackers would come after and shut down Twitter all day long. They would come after them with cyber warfare like they've never experienced before. And the second thing is, Twitter doesn't want to lose billions of people from their platform. So they're willing to make a deal with the Chinese to allow the Chinese to say whatever the hell they want to say on Twitter because they need the population. They don't have to do that in America. They just need the liberals. The Kremlin, for example, in Russia, and their state-sponsored propaganda news, they have Twitter accounts and they're allowed to lie every day, suppress and silence and even kill dissidents. Why is it that Twitter does not shut down Kremlin state-sponsored news and their accounts? It's simple. They want access to Russia. And if you shut down those leaders, then you lose access to Russia. So they're okay with that. Let's go ahead and look at the Ayatollah of Iran. He has a Twitter account. It's the same guy that advocates for killing gays and lesbians. Same guy that talks about genocides. Same guy that talks about murdering mass amounts of Jews. He has a Twitter account. Why? Because they want access to the Middle East and Iran. Let's talk about Antifa, which had 50 cities burning throughout the summer. Antifa has hundreds and hundreds of local chapters and accounts and national accounts, which have helped advocate organized violent attacks on police. The same Antifa groups that chant death to America have Twitter accounts that have never been silenced and or shut down in any capacity. Antifa has chanted, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. They have organized chaos and the murdering of people at their events. 30 people died in the summer's Black Lives Matter events, Antifa events, and they still have their accounts. Let's talk about the abuse when it comes to Scientology. They still have their accounts. Even Venezuelan dictator, which has killed tens of thousands of people, if not more, of his own people. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro has a Twitter account that has not been silenced or shut down. But the president of the United States of America's account, the sitting president, and what's supposed to be the freest country in the world has been shut down. Domestic terrorist Bill Ayers has a Twitter account. But if you're Donald Trump, nope, you cannot do it. Mexican president condemned Twitter, Facebook, for censoring Donald Trump, and he understands it. Because what he realizes is if they can do it to him, they will do it to you. And if you remember Barack Obama, I mean, he's got a Twitter account. Let me remind you what he said on June the 11th, 2008. Quote, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. We don't have a choice but to win. Pretty sure that was inciting violence, right? Don't worry, he's never been censored by Twitter either because he's on their team and they like him. Even ABC News tweeted this out. Rick Klein, the ABC News political director, said, quote, Trump will be an ex-president in 13 days. The fact is that getting rid of Trump is the easy part. Cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else. Why did he say cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else? Is because this is no longer really about Donald Trump. This is about cleansing the entire world of online media in this country from people like me and people like you that listen to people like me. Why do you think Apple suspended the number one app in their app store, Parler? They did it for one reason, because they wanted to silence you. I want to remind you of something that happened a couple of years ago. And this is when I warned you, by the way, about this. I warned you and I said when they banned a crazy nut job, crazy guy by the name of Alex Jones. He's a kook. He's an absolute kook. He's crazy. And when Twitter and YouTube and Facebook banned him, I said on CNN, if they will do it to him, they will do it to you. If we either have free speech or we don't in this country. It's no in between. Either we have free speech in this country or we don't have free speech in this country. Which one is it? I don't like Alex Jones. I didn't like Alex Jones, but I don't believe that the job of big tech is to decide who gets a voice and who doesn't. Especially after we all help build their platforms. And there's many of us that make a living or have made a living because of what we have built. You know, you look at our Facebook page, we're at 1.2 million people. This is not just about Donald Trump anymore. This is about getting rid of all of us. It's part of what I said about Rick Klein, that the ABC political director. He tweeted out, and he since deleted it, but it didn't matter. 7:31 a.m. on January the 5th. Okay, 3 days ago. Trump will be an ex-president in 13 days. The fact is that getting rid of Trump is the easy part. Cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else. It's victory for them. If they can control the media, they control the universities, they control the Senate, they control the House, they control the White House, they control the majority of radio. Game over. Game over. I want you to hear, by the way, what the president had to say after the world started freaking out, banning him for everything, and coming after all of us. Because, you know, the Ayatollah has a Twitter account. The president does not. Think about that. If they can do this to Donald Trump, and this goes back to the crazy Alex Jones I was saying earlier. When they banned him, I said on TV, I'm not in favor of banning him. And be careful those that jumped on the bandwagon, because there was a bunch of Republican rhino established and be like, oh, of course, we have to denounce Alex Jones. We must ban him. He deserves to be off YouTube. He deserves to be. And again, I'm not defending his content. I think he's a kook. But when you start banning people, I warned. I said, if they can do it to him, they'll do it to you. And sure enough, 2 years later, or however how long it's been since they banned him, now the actual sitting president of the United States of America has been banned. Because they couldn't control him, they said to silence him. And remember, dictators never get silenced. They silence the dissidents to gain control and power. If you don't realize that's exactly what's happening right now, you're not paying attention. Take a listen to the president, and then we'll get your phone calls. 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. Take a listen.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
The President of the United States of America making those comments, and of course, people afterwards like, oh, we gotta get him banished anyway. We gotta make him shut up. We're gonna ban him from every single outlet there is. When you start banning the President of the United States of America from Shopify, and if you don't know what Shopify, it's like a storefront. It's like selling crap. You can sell sex toys, but they won't let the president have a Shopify store. This is not freedom. This is not freedom at all. These guys wouldn't exist, but they were given a platform because the left said, you're useful idiots to us. And one of these useful idiots I had to do TV with for several years, Rick something. But he got into this Lincoln Project because no one else would work with him. And they basically said, all right, we'll be useful idiots of the liberals, of the left. Like, you guys can, if you just give us some money, parade us out there, we'll do it. Well, the anti-Trump Lincoln Project is now building a database of Trump officials and staffers with the intention of holding these people, quote, professionally accountable for supporting the president's hit list. According to Stuart Stevens, a Republican operative who works with the Lincoln Project, by the way, this is not a Republican. This is a useful idiot. Stevens revealed in a tweet Saturday that the group is building what appears to be a blacklist. Yeah. At Project Lincoln, we are constructing a database of Trump officials and staff that will detail their roles in the Trump administration, track where they are now. No personal info, only professional. But they will be held accountable and not allowed to pretend they were not involved. This is Forbes magazine. Forbes chief content officer warns against hiring Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, or other prominent Trump officials. Hire any of the Trump fellows above, and Forbes will assume that everything your company or firm talks about is a lie. So now Forbes is saying, you hire anybody in the Trump administration, we'll come after you. Brett Hume over at Fox tweeted this out saying, this won't end well. Conservative commentator Tammy Bruce compared the effort to the Star of David patches that Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. Quote, I hear it would be even easier if you made them wear a patch or some sort so they can be recognized even when in public. So much easier to keep them in control and punish for the wrong. Hashtag fascist. The database, by the way, seems to bear a spiritual resemblance to the short-lived Trump Accountability Project, an effort promoted by Representative AOC that was intended to publicly ostracize Trump administration officials and staffers. The project was abandoned after it received backlash from public figures across the political spectrum, but that was before Trump lost. In November, the Lincoln Project leaders, all of them useful idiots, attempted to publicly shame two attorneys working with President Trump on claims of voter fraud by posting their photos on Twitter. Those tweets later vanished after it was determined they violated Twitter's policy. The group is also pledging to spend $500,000 on ads to shame Jones Day and Porter Wright Morris and Arthur for their roles as counsel to President Trump and the Republican Party. This is nothing but a cleansing, folks. This is what happened in World War II. This is 100% what happened in World War II. And everybody needs to understand that this is what happened in World War II. When you start having enemies lists, when you start having hit lists, this is total anarchy, fascist. This is fascism. And if you think that this is going to just somehow stop or this is somehow Donald Trump's fault, you're not paying attention. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has everything to do with them wanting to silence you and us, all of us. Antifa, by the way, armed Antifa attacker attacked Trump supporters, cops in San Diego. Don't worry, their Twitter accounts are still open and up. So don't tell me this is about violence, because if it was, the Antifa accounts would have been taken down already. An Antifa group armed with a baseball bat, bottles, and chemical spray attacked a group of Trump supporters at a demonstration in San Diego. Antifa also threw glass bottles, rocks, and eggs at line of police officers attempting to maintain order. Their Twitter accounts are still up. I've said this before. I'm done with Twitter. All I use it for now is to tell you to go follow me on Parler or wherever I end up, depending on what they try to kill next. And Amazon taking down Parler from their servers tonight. I'm not a big boycott person, but I can tell you this much. I'm not ordering a damn thing from Amazon anymore. I'm not doing it. And Twitter banning the President of the United States of America from their platform? Wow. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden also had some reckless Nazi rhetoric. No one's condemning it, and the media is not banning him from Twitter. Senator Hawley responded to Joe Biden's statement comparing him and Senator Ted Cruz to Nazi propagandists. Joseph Goebbels Friday by calling upon Democrat members of Congress to be asked to disavow Biden's disgusting comments. Undignified, immature, and irreprehensible behavior is how he described it. President-elect Biden has just compared me, he says, and another Republican senator to Nazis. That's what they believe of all of us, by the way. They believe we're all Nazis. This is how you gain control, and this is how you silence an entire organization of people. This is what you do. They're coming for you, too. If a big tree falls in the forest and no one's around, did it even happen? That's the question. Twitter is finally safe. The Shah of Iran, he's got a Twitter account, no problem. Nicolas Maduro killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, got a Twitter account. Kim Jong-un, Twitter account. President of Zimbabwe has been killing people, got a Twitter account. Donald Trump, nope, can't have one. Twitter is now finally safe. Twitter is now finally safe. We got it, folks. We're going to be okay now. I will say it again. They are coming after every one of us to silence every one of us. And don't give up and don't let them silence all of us. Now, we have set up a texting as our last resort, by the way, if you want to make sure that no matter what happens with big tech, that you can always keep in touch with us. Text the word Ben to 55433. All right. So 55433. Text the word Ben. And we can at least keep up with you that way. All right, I'll see you back here on our next podcast. Have a great, great day. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer.
And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.